Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's 8:22, and this is Total Information AM. Welcoming into Studio B, our Friday friends, Hancock and Kelly. Hi, John Hancock.
Good morning.
And Michael Kelly.
Good morning. Now, you're all dressed up, and it reminded me today's a big day today, right?
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, but there's a luncheon today that you're going to be honored at.
It's the YWCA Leaders of Distinction Awards.
Hey,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
And where's this going down?
At the Marriott Grand Ballroom.
Ooh, Leaders of Distinction.
Yeah, so there's 8 other women being honored along with me for professional achievements and contributions to the community.
That's awesome.
I know.
Well deserved.
Well, I mean, let's look at all the contributions that Debbie makes to the community.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, okay. I mean, you're all over the place.
She is everywhere.
I know.
And, you know, she's going to be hustling out of here after doing this, and then she's got to go over there and give a speech.
What do you get for that deal? A cash award?
Yeah, $1 million.
Nice.
No, I'm also excited because I spent the last couple months, as you both know, moving my mother here.
Yes.
And...
She's
going.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so she's never been to one of these things that I've either emceed or been awarded something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's going to be super
I know.
Cool. Now, I'm friends with you in our personal lives on Facebook, and I've seen photos of you and your mom out. That's got to be special because you have not had the opportunity to go to dinner like you're doing.
No, because my whole adult life, we have never lived in the same state. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good for you.
So this is fun. As far as politics goes, you guys, I don't even know what to ask anymore. There's just so much.
Give it your best shot.
All right, well, let's go kind of local and national. We've had some selections by the incoming Trump administration from Missouri. Whether all of them get through or not, I don't exactly know what the process will be. But Ed Martin,
yes,
who people may remember that name of Ed Martin, he is going to head up the Office of Management and Budget. Does he need approval for that, or is that just an appointment?
Yeah, I think that's an appointment. That's chief of staff, so he won't be the director of OMB. He'll be the chief of staff. Ed, you might remember, ran for Congress, almost won in 2010. Then he ran for Missouri Attorney General, lost to Chris Koster in that. And then he was the chairman of the Missouri Republican Party.
Then he got all embroiled in some controversy with the former Phyllis Schlafly organization.
Yeah, so he did that. And I actually ran against Ed Martin.
Did you really?
Yeah, for Missouri Republican Party chairman.
I did not remember that.
That was in 2015, which was a rough year. But He ended up dropping out of the race, because he didn't. Wasn't able to get the votes. So I've got a little history with Ed Martin, the incoming director of the executive
Office of Management.
Office of Management and Budget.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I know Ed, too. Ed came in with a fury when he first started 20 years ago and really was one of these guys who wanted to be known by a lot of folks and also said he wanted to work across the aisle. And John's right. He almost pulled off that victory in Congress. Of course, that was the congressional race that Russ Carnahan.
Yeah, and, 2010 was a great year for Republicans. We took control of the Congress that year, and there was Ed, and he almost pulled it off running for that seat.
But Ed's politics has changed. I think his psychology's changed a bit, and I anticipate he will get approved. I think there's far bigger fish that are going to be dealt with
process. I got a kick out of Donald Trump tweeted out that he was the chief of staff for Missouri Governor Ed Blunt.
Ed Blunt.
Yes.
Good old Ed Blunt.
Yeah, remember him well.
the lesser known brother.
Blunts. Yeah.
Well, what do you guys have coming up?
Oh, man. We've got. You tell him, Michael.
Well, we're going to talk about this CEO killing, man. It's just still continues to be mind-boggling. Also, the reaction of people. Have you guys been hearing about these drones over New Jersey?
Yes. Yeah. What is up with that?
I don't know. We're going to talk about it because it's a little freaky, right?
But more importantly than all of that,
and
we've got Lauren Traeger from First Alert 4 going to talk to us about her investigative report about what's going on in the city with our good friend Adibanjo Papula.
And that may or may not be anywhere close to how that person pronounces his name.
That's the way it looks to me.
John has a history of name pronunciation.
Yeah, but Adibanjo Papula, is that not the best name
ever?
That
is a cool name.
Oh, well, we may be hearing a lot of that name after the story. And Lauren's got quite a story last night, a big package that she had on CBS, and we'll talk about it.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.